With what you need to know in the news on Thursday, June 2nd, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. A 32-year-old Asbury Park man was charged Wednesday with making terroristic threats against Asbury Park schools after his mother reported him to police. The Asbury Park Press reports the school went into lockdown Wednesday around 9 a.m. after William Bailey's mother called police when he made comments about doing something similar to the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Texas. The lockdown was lifted after about an hour. Bailey was then taken to an area hospital for an evaluation. State Board of Education members in New Jersey expressed condolences at Wednesday's meeting for last week's massacre at the Texas Elementary School, though beyond that had different takes on the tragedy. Vice President Andrew Mulvihill says an analysis of how to respond can wait.
I don't think now's the time to have that conversation. I think now's the time to mourn, and now's the time to pray. I'm so sorry that we lost these children. It's horrible.
State Board of Education member Joseph Rica says there's a real uniquely American problem with kids being murdered in schools, and that the solution isn't turning schools into fortresses, arming teachers, and blaming mental illness.
I don't want to hear anybody talking about giving guns to teachers. I don't want to hear anybody talking about having to build fences and walls or send the National Guard to our schools. Anybody who's talking about that is not leading, and they're deflecting.
Rica says the problem is access to high capacity weapons designed to kill, not for hunting or target practice. Police officials say four people have been killed in a shooting at a Tulsa medical building and a hospital campus. Tulsa Police Deputy Chief Eric Daglesh confirmed the number of dead Wednesday in the latest wave of mass gun violence occurring across the country. He also said the shooter was dead, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The motive for the attack is unclear. St. Francis Health System locked down its campus Wednesday afternoon because of the situation at the Natalie Medical Building, which houses an outpatient surgery center and a breast health center. A Monmouth County school board has voted to hire armed police officers to protect its students. Tuesday night's unanimous decision from the Middletown School Board to use police carrying firearms in all 16 of its schools is a reversal from a previous policy. School Board President Frank Capone tells us that former members of the board oppose the idea, and he blames social justice politics. Capone also called on Governor Phil Murphy and the New Jersey Education Association to reimburse all public schools using armed officers, but did not explain how or why the teachers' union would pay. Tragedy has struck in Middletown after a municipal employee died in a workplace incident. The employee, identified as John Molnar, died at the Middletown Sewerage Authority treatment facility Tuesday. Middletown Mayor Tony Perry adds that we are all saddened to hear about John's passing in this tragic incident. The statement released by the mayor did not include the circumstances surrounding Molnar's death. According to several reports, a rescue was attempted at the authority's facility after a worker fell into a hole. Lauded as a step toward saving the environment and derided as a Jetsons bus, a plan to commit $45 million over 3 years toward buying electric school buses ran into skepticism before passing in the assembly among those who say that there are better ways to be spending that money.
Assemblywoman Vicki Flynn says legislature should be focused on helping students overcome learning loss and mental health challenges brought on by the pandemic, but instead is allocating $15 million a year toward electric school buses.
We can all agree that there's a crisis in public education, and this bill isn't addressing it.
Assembly Majority Leader Lou Greenwald says the state budget has record school funding, not to mention unprecedented federal aid to schools, and lawmakers have passed bills about mental health.
I would ask her to recognize the importance of electric buses right now when gas prices are the highest that they've ever been in the country.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Citing concerns about their cost and effectiveness, Republican lawmakers did oppose the plan to spend $15 million a year on electric school buses, though couldn't stop its passage. Ocean County State Assemblyman Greg McGuckin says New Jersey should let other states, territories, and the federal government study it.
It's an example of taking away from our children today for something over here in the future.
Nearly one-third of school districts, including those McGuckin represents in Ocean County, are losing state aid, even as overall state funding for schools reaches a new record. Many of those schools didn't lose aid as their enrollment shrank last decade. With the Atlantic hurricane season now officially underway and in effect for the next 6 months, the American Red Cross New Jersey region says now is the time to prepare for severe weather, adding that it's never really too soon to do so.
Part of it, says Communications Director Diane Kincannon, is that weather changes in the last few years have made tornado watches and warnings a more regular part of our vernacular, and you can't predict their track like you can with a hurricane.
With a hurricane, we have usually a few days notice where we could be prepared. But tornado, those watches and warnings come, you know, you may have an hour or so.
Concannon recommends three steps: build an emergency kit, that's more survival supplies than just basic first aid, have a plan and communicate it to your family, and stay informed. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Coastal evacuation drills are being done today on several New Jersey roads and highways as hurricane season is underway. You may see road crews on the Parkway, AC Expressway, 195, and Routes 72, 47, and 347. None of the roads will be closed, though, as crews practice how to reverse the flow of traffic in the event of a mass evacuation. It's been 9 months since remnants of Ida destroyed parts of New Jersey. Many survivors are still waiting for help, or even a response.
Newark resident Shoshana Atwater says she has submitted every document possible for storm assistance, and she hasn't heard a word.
We need help, and we need help now. Why wait for another disaster?
Leanna Jones in Milford says she can't get help from the federal government because she has flood insurance, but insurance says it won't cover tens of thousands of dollars worth of work.
It's just ridiculous.
Advocates and federal lawmakers say there are real concerns that there is not sufficient funding for Ida recovery. Meanwhile, they're calling for big changes to disaster recovery systems. I'm Dino Flamia.
The maps and figures New Jersey currently uses to determine potential flooding when a new development is proposed are decades old, and really not that accurate. The Murphy administration says they will now implement emergency rules changes that instead use current and future rainfall data to better guard against flooding. That includes raising flood elevations at least 2 feet in general, maybe more, where rainfall data suggests it. I'm Vin Ebnew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.